Hi everyone, I'm Sydney Stathopoulos, and today I'm here with my mom. When me and my little brother were really young, we had severe ADHD, and during all this, my mom was a single mom, and she faced a lot of challenges with the school system, doctors, with our testing, with our therapy. She just was in constant meetings, and I just wanted to ask her some questions about her experience during those years. For those of you that don't already know, ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Okay, so Mom, what was the first thing you ever remember happening with us that led you to believe that there was something going on?
Well, you were my first child, and so everything was so brand new, and I was young, and so I didn't understand anything about ADHD. I had never known somebody really well that had it. Your dad had ADD, but I really didn't know him when he was going through challenges with it, so I didn't know anything about it. Let's just say that. I do remember, I just thought of something. The first thing that comes to mind is when Bryce was born. Do you know what I'm going to talk about? Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
You were about 3 and a half when your brother was born. When Bryce was born, and he was just, I don't know, maybe a couple months old, you put a pillow on him and sat on the pillow. And I came in and was horrified, of course, and thought that he couldn't breathe. And I asked you, what are you doing? And you said, well, I just wanted him to be quiet. And I didn't know at the time, I didn't know till later, that exact thing that you were doing was a thing that a lot of ADHD kids do. That when the doctor was asking me questions about you, he said, oh, yeah, okay, well, I could have told you that that's a super typical sign.
I'm not surprised I did that.
That was one of the first things. You did not like having a brother. You didn't like having a sibling. You had 3 and a half years with me all to yourself. And the second thing I remember was you were in preschool, and you were about that same age, I guess. And I got a call asking if I could come talk to them about some things that were going on in preschool. And I had no idea. I really, really had no idea that anything was going on. But they told me that you were having some challenges. And so that was it, I guess, at about 3 and a half years old.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so after those few experiences, what were some of the first things you remember of having to go through the medical system with, like, our doctor?
When you were in 4-year-old preschool, you luckily, I think now back to, it was a stroke of luck that I put you into a public preschool class at 4 years old. It was like a kindergarten class for 4-year-olds. It's called More at Four.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lucky because there was a woman named Karen Kirk, which I'm sure everybody in the school system knows her name because she's such an amazing psychologist. She was the head psychologist for the school system when you were little, and that was super lucky for us because she was the original person that diagnosed you through the school system. And she's now in private practice, and she's amazing, and she's sought after and very expensive now. But at the time, we were lucky that she was the person that got to see you and give us some advice on what to do.
Yeah.
So she pointed me to doctors and what to do and how to go through the process. And then that began a mm-hmm. huge journey for us. You know,
yeah.
Me as a single mom.
Definitely.
With a baby and a daughter in preschool about to go into kindergarten, and how to navigate the very complex world of having a child with some challenges or differences going
yeah.
into the school system.
Yeah. Okay, so Mom, what was the funniest thing one of us has ever done?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I do remember something funny happening at Dr. Pollock's when you were first being diagnosed. He was very nonchalantly, you were standing around, just hopping around, skipping and doing what you do. And when he and I were talking, and I remember him saying, you were behind him and he couldn't see you. And he was saying something like, well, you know, the real markers of a child with ADHD is, you know, things like they climb the walls. They literally climb the walls. And as he was saying that, you were trying to climb the wall behind him. And he did not even know it. And I was laughing and thinking, oh my gosh, he is talking about my child. This is so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
It was very funny. And I think he ended up looking back and being like, oh, hey, Sid, what you doing there climbing that wall?
I was great.
He said, you know, you guys were just very classically come by ADHD, I think, genetically, and it's just how you guys are, and it's fine, but it was very diagnosable. I think a lot of kids, they're hard to diagnose, but you guys were easy to diagnose.
Yeah. Okay, so my little brother Bryce also had severe ADHD as a little kid, so now I'm going to ask my mom about him. So, Mom, what were some of the first things you remember happening with Bryce?
Let's see. I think Dr. Pollack diagnosed him at about age 4. Dr. Pollack is a pediatrician that's seen both of you your whole entire life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you so well. You know, Bryce is a real classic case of ADHD. He can't sit still.
Still can't.
Not as well, maybe, as a lot of kids, but you know what? He's becoming very much of a typical 12, 13-year-old now. I think when you guys were younger, you both just had pretty extreme hyperactivity.
Yeah.
And I have some recollections of some funny things happening in elementary school with Bryce.
Oh, Lord. I remember some of these.
I think one of the... Let's see. I'm not sure if it was kindergarten or first grade, but I remember getting a call from the teacher, the principal, that he was sitting in the trash can and in the classroom, and they couldn't get him to come out of... Just he wouldn't get out of the trash can.
Why was he in there?
I think he thought it was funny. He didn't want to sit down. He wanted to sit in the trash can. That was one of the first things I remember.
That's funny.
You might remember this also, but do you remember my getting a call that he ran out of the school?
Oh my god, yes, I remember this. I'm going to talk about this. Okay. So, I don't know what happened, but they tried to take my brother to the principal's office because he was being extremely crazy during class. And he was in kindergarten at the time, right? So, the main road outside of my elementary school, I was at recess during this. All I see is my brother runs out of the school, runs to the main road, and almost starts running across it. But luckily, he got caught by all of the school personnel that were chasing him. But I just remember standing by the fence and being like, what the heck is my brother doing right now? It was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I got a call after that, and I look back on that now. At the time, we were so immersed in a lot of meetings with the school, with doctors, therapists, that I don't think it dawned on me how unsafe that was, how much of a scary safety situation that was. But now looking back on it, oh my goodness, I hope that that does not continue to happen. But you tell me there was a time you remember in elementary school at a Wrightsville Beach Elementary where you were kind of walking freely around the school without supervision.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was not okay to leave the class, so one day me and my friend just walked out of class and we both got sent to the principal's. They were like,
yeah.
I think they called you and said you need to get your child under control or something.
I remember that. I remember Miss Pansy, her name. The principal of the school at the time was this sweet lady named Pansy Rumley, and Miss Pansy called and said, I think we need to chat. And she suggested that you do like a shortened day, a shortened kindergarten day.
Because I can't sit still.
Because you had a lot of trouble attending to the day. You needed a break. You needed to move around all the time. And so I did not really love the idea of pulling you out of school early while your classmates were still there for another couple hours.
Yeah.
I didn't really love that idea. But I found out that she was bringing you to her office every day to sit in her rocking chair. Do you remember that?
I literally don't remember
that. You don't remember that?
No.
You were going to Miss Pansy's office in the front to just hang out with her, and she would let you sit in a rocking chair and play in her office. Really? Because you couldn't sit still, and that school...
I don't know why I don't remember that.
That school did not have enough personnel or any resources to basically have time to deal with, or the resources to deal with, a child that wasn't just, I guess, sitting like a perfect angel in class. And so that was a really hard decision for me. I decided to pull you out of that school and send you to the next closest elementary school, College Park, which had a really amazing staff. And that's where we met Miss Christy Tennis, who was one of our favorite people, who we love so much.
I know.
Who happens to now be at your school you go to.
I know. It's crazy.
It is funny how things turn out. It's a super small world.
Yeah. All right.
She was one of your teachers for several years. And
I know.
Love her.
So, at College Park, specifically College Park, what were some of the worst memories there? That, like, of things that you had to go through, like, with us?
Well, I think meetings.
Yeah, well.
Not knowing how to navigate IEP meetings and handle that. It's funny, I could teach a class in how to do that now.
I know.
I feel like going through it with two children.
Like, they asked you to, like, do that, right?
And that's funny. Like, years later, when, right, maybe around the time you had already left and we were leaving the district. We were moving to the Holly Tree School District for your last year of school. And I can't remember. I think Miss Green, the principal of Holly Tree, approached me and said, "You are so well-versed in this process as a parent of two kids that have had to go through this. Can you help me talk to other parents? Could you be like a parent liaison?" And I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
and
that's when you know it's bad.
And no, that was a compliment. It was a compliment. You know,
I know.
She was saying, you know, you've been through a lot. You're good at going through this process. So could you help us with talking to other parents? You know what I think she wanted me to help other parents talk about is medication.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Medication is a super tricky subject for parents and the school system to talk about. In fact, teachers aren't really even supposed to talk to parents about the kids being on medication or anything like that. But at the time, you guys were at such a crossroads that I think teachers at the time were actually talking to me about it. Like, "Hey, have you ever considered an ADHD medication?" And I was so adamantly against it at the time. And it changed my mind. Like, the process of seeing you guys have challenges and seeing you not doing very well in school changed my mind really profoundly. In fact, I don't know if it was Miss Green or Miss Tennis or somebody that really sat me down and said, "Why don't you give it a try? Like, really just give it a try for a week. And if it helps, it helps. And if it doesn't, it doesn't." And it helped you so much.
Yeah.
That you stayed on medication, like, it was Ritalin in the beginning.
Yeah, and, like, me and Bryce had to both, like, we had to go get it in the middle of the day.
Oh, that's
from
right.
The nurse.
That's because it was a liquid.
Yeah.
They've come so far with ADHD meds in the last 10 years, but at the time, the gold standard was that liquid Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, we're talking, like, 12 years ago or whatever. I don't know how many years ago that was, but it was tough for you guys to have to deal with that in school. But it worked so well that, you know, that you stayed on it for many years.
Yeah.
And that was a whole challenge in itself because there's a lot of side effects with those medications.
Mm-hmm.
You got really skinny.
Yeah. Along with the medication, you also had to take us to occupational therapy. What was that like?
It was fun for you guys, I think.
It was. I loved it.
You remember loving some of your therapists. What they told me it would help with was executive functioning, just the process your brain goes through to get from A to B or A to Z, whatever, and those therapists are very skilled in helping kids with those real specific kinds of therapies. I remember them riding bikes with you guys. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
And jumping on the trampoline, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And you had a lot of fun. But one thing they worked with a lot is the handwriting.
Oh, I mean, Bryce still needs help, but it's okay.
A little bit. You guys I think you had a tendency to write really super fast.
He still does.
And he does still a little bit, but it helped a lot with just slowing down, taking your time, and learning some executive functioning skills.
Yeah.
Through that.
Definitely.
You guys did that for, I don't know, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
Like once a week for 3 years. It was a lot, but it was really valuable.
Definitely helped a lot. Like, when I had first seen Miss Tennis after however many, like, 5-6 years it had been, she was, like, very surprised at how resilient we were, like,
yeah.
And honestly,
how well you were doing.
Looking back at how, like, insane we were, I am also. So, like,
yeah,
are you?
I am amazed and so proud of both of you. You have become the smartest. I always say, and this is true, when I'm with you and Bryce, you're always two of the smartest people in the room. And like that, I think of that statement that Peter Parker made in the Spider-Man movie, where he says, "With great something comes, with great power comes great responsibility," or whatever he says, something like that. Well, I feel like with ADHD, out of that came these strengths that you guys have. You have you both are super intelligent people. You just needed to slow your brains down and kind of train your brains on how to work at their potential, because you both are so smart. And look at you in third grade at College Park, the teachers were so sad when they heard we were going to move the year after that, because the teacher said, "Sydney is my smartest kid. She brings up all my averages. Please don't take her out of my class. Please don't take her out of this school. She's like, she pushes up all my..." And I thought that was so sweet of her to say, but it's true. You know, you guys are both... You have such strengths. So I think, looking back, I don't think I'd would change you at all.
That's good.
I wouldn't want to change anything, because you are amazing people.
Even though there were probably some days where you were like, "I wish they weren't crazy."
Oh, the nights where I cried after you guys went to bed, you have no idea what a parent goes through. But
wait, really? You cried?
Oh, to Uncle Tad.
Oh my God, that's...
Uncle Tad, your therapist uncle. But the worry that a parent goes through. But now I'm so amazed at how well you guys are doing.
Well, yeah.
Both of you.
I mean, we couldn't have done it without you. Oh, one more thing. Are you better prepared now for your 16-month-old who's already crazy?
Yes, of course. I feel like an expert now in navigating the system with a child with ADHD or ADD. But you know what? Maybe she won't have either. We don't know yet. We have no idea. But I also have this funny expectation that if she has ADHD, she'll be smart. And so in a way, I'm like, hey, maybe that will be a good thing in some way.
Yeah.
But of course, I always... you never want your child to have challenges in any way. So we'll see how it pans out. But I feel like she has a team of experts working
for
her.
She does. She does. Definitely does. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today, Mom.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was cool to get your entire perspective in one whole sitting, because we usually just talk about it in snippets, but this was very insightful. So,
thanks.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.